Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. You know, we make the promise that if you leave a comment at the Issues, Etc. comment line, we do our very best. We almost guarantee a response, an on-air response. Got a lot of comments there that are as yet unresponded to. We'll take some time here in this first hour of the program on this Tuesday afternoon to respond to some more of those listener comments from the Issues, Etc. comment line. Then a little bit later in this hour, Dr. Ben Witherington will join us to talk about the reported discovery of King Herod's Corey. In the second hour of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse joins us. You saw Time Magazine's cover story on the future of marriage. Is it passé? Is it coming to an end? Is it impossible? Dr. Kim Riddlebargle will join us then in the second part of the hour to begin a four-part daily series on end times teaching. We'll talk about the teaching of the rapture. Does it come from the Bible or from the imagination of end times teachers? 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. To the comment line, let's begin with some reaction to our recent interview about an update on Todd Bentley and the Lakeland outpouring.
My name's Al. I'm a Lutheran pastor. I'm an on-demand listener. I was just listening to your program about this Lakeland healing business going on. And it has always struck me that people must wonder if you can really trust in the steadfast love of God. If you have to depend on a healer to manipulate God into healing you, is he really a loving God? It just doesn't make sense. Anyhow, and what does issues mean for me? Brothers, you are a lifeline to us. To Orthodox Lutheran theology and an encouragement to Orthodox Lutheran practice. Thank you for your continued service. May the Lord increase it to his glory. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Well, and thank you for your comment as well. That's one we're hearing an awful lot from people. The word lifeline keeps coming up in answer to the question of what does issues, et cetera, mean to you. Now, with regard to his observation on Todd Bentley and the Lakeland outpouring, I think you're right. People get a picture of God as though he needs to be coerced or massaged or manipulated in some way. When the preacher says, look, all you've got to do is believe hard enough, or in the worst case, give a little more, plant a little more of those financial seeds, and then the healing will come. That is a God who can be manipulated. And the problem with that is not the Christian faith. That's superstition. Whatever system you have, if the God in your system is open to manipulation, if it is a simple mechanical, for lack of a better word, a mechanical operation to get God to do something, or maybe very hard to get him to do it. You might have to do a lot to move him, but if you can, that's superstition and not the Christian faith. Superstition, basically put, is simply thinking that what you do or don't do somehow determines, either by divine edict or by simply moving the forces of nature around, determines what happens to you. And we're all natural-born superstitionists. I mean, that's our natural religion. Our natural religion is we call the shots, or we manipulate the universe or God, whoever it may be, into doing what we want it or him or her, for that matter, to do. And just so we're clear, when you hear that kind of preaching, be it from a Christian healer or any Christian pastor, he's not preaching Christianity to you. He's not giving you the faith once delivered to the saints. He is preaching you into superstition, which is a hopeless, comfortless, and entirely false way of thinking about the way the world is. some of our listeners' comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. That number, by the way, open 24/7 for your comments, questions, criticisms, whatever you want to leave there. Suggestions, show suggestions are always good. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384.
You know, when we were doing the open house and people were coming through here, people were shocked at how small the comment looked like. They were expecting some like radio version of a telephone answering machine.
Yeah, they expected some big box with a bunch of lights and some sort of recording device on it. No, it's, what is it?
We got it at Walmart for like, what, $14.95, Mr. Director of Business Operations, AT&T.
$15. And look,
answering machine.
There's a lot of expensive equipment in here. Don't get me wrong, but that's not one of them. And because you don't need that. All you need is an answering machine and listeners on the other end willing to leave their comments. So there's nothing intimidating. Don't think you're going to be talking to some fancy computer or some highfalutin staff person, you know, wearing a Synodical logo pin or anything like that. You're just leaving a message on an answering machine.
Craig, did we give Todd his old home answering machine back that we used to use for the comment line?
I think we put it in the closet in the back, so I think we still have it here.
I don't want it. It didn't work very well as the comment line, and I began to realize after you guys were fiddling with it for months and months why it wasn't my answering machine at home anymore. There must have been something wrong with it. That's why it was sitting on a shelf in the basement.
Here's an idea. We send it to the Concordia Historical Institute to put it on a future Issues Etc. display.
Oh, you mean the
original comment line used by
great
us.
Great idea.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be high demand.
Because I know they value the – I know that LCMS Inc. values Issues Etc. so highly and all of its intellectual property thereby. They value it so highly that I'm sure that they are planning at least a little room or a nook in one of their museums to, you know, mark that point in LCMS Inc.'s history where Issues Etc. was kind of that bright spot in that. I know they are. They got to be. I mean, because they value Issues Etc. so very highly.
One thing we should think about doing is changing the security code, because I think that's the same one that we used for the new message machine. So we don't want anybody to get our security code.
No. Well, we keep those things guarded very, very carefully. Only Craig knows any of the codes. I mean, Craig's the code master. He is the keeper of the codes. Well, here's a comment from one of our listeners about our interview with Brad Miner. The subject was chivalry.
Hi, guys. It's Deborah in Dallas. I just wanted to let you know I really enjoyed your segment on chivalry. I look forward to reading Mr. Miner's book. I agree with Mr. Miner that the lack of active fathers is one of the reasons for the misdirection in boys and young men. But I also think the emasculation of men by the media and television and women has contributed greatly to this problem. One of your guests, I think Dr. Meg Meeker, she had some great insight and advice on the guidance that young boys require in their formative years. She was pretty much spot on, I think. You know, nothing so destroys a man more than a woman who continually berates and denigrates, castigates every move he makes. There's something to be said for standing by your man. In any relationship, you know, some of the keys are communication and cooperation. But even when your man might be making a mistake, the idea is to privately and gently rebuke him, but, you know, always with love and respect, and not trying to tear him down. This missing mutual love and respect is tragically missing from marriages today. Witness the John and Kate plus 8 debacle. That's just one example. Anyway, just some of my rambling thoughts on that program. I really enjoyed it. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and blessings in Christ. Goodbye.
Well, Deborah, thanks for listening in Dallas. Thanks for the kind words and for the insight as well. I think you're quite right. We've done, on the issue of the feminization or the emasculation of men, we've done a number of interviews with Dr. Mike Horton on the feminization of the church, Leon Pottles on the same subject. She mentioned Dr. Meg Meeker, and let's see what else. Of course, we did the show on chivalry. It's one of the staple subjects that we'd like to deal with here. And you can find it all on demand at our website, issuesetc.org. We have another forum on the web just recently ventured into. Many people have been there for a long time. I've been there individually for a long time, or at least for a year or so. Facebook, Issues, Etc. is now on Facebook, facebook.com. You sign up for Facebook, you find us there, become a fan at the Issues, Etc. fan page, facebook.com. It's not complicated. It's a little intimidating at first, but then you can get updates on some of the shows that are coming up, that we some of the best of that we're doing. And I think we just recently posted several, if I'm not mistaken, seven different videos from Pastor David Gallus that we used for our Issues, Etc. one-year anniversary right there at Facebook, facebook.com. Look for Issues, Etc. Just the way the logo presents it, just the way that the name is spelled, Issues, Etc. on Facebook. Next, a comment about a new way to interpret Holy Scripture.
This is Eric. I'm from Shawnee, Oklahoma. I just listened to your show with Pastor Mo about the Great Commission, and I've been struggling with, I heard a presentation by Dr. Newton, the president of the California Nevada District, and he made the statement that we need to adopt a Missio Dei hermeneutic, and that just sat wrong with me, and the interview with Pastor Mo kind of gave me a little ammunition to respond to that a little bit, but I thought if you all might be able to directly comment on, I think it's a pretty widely made presentation by Dr. Newton that he's making to several district conventions. That's where I saw it, at the Oklahoma District Convention. I sure would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And thank you. I've heard this before, and not from Dr. Newton per se, but from other synodical officials, that we need to – our hermeneutic, our interpretive key for reading the Bible should be, and the term is, Missio Dei, or the mission of God, mission of the church, whatever you want to say. I think it's very unfortunate and just profoundly wrongheaded. Our hermeneutic must always be Christ and his cross. The interpretive key to the Scriptures must always be Jesus Christ, our Savior, his saving work, his cross and his resurrection. Not even the mission of the church, as important as it is, can substitute for Christ as the way we read the Bible. If we don't read Christ as the center of the Bible, we will lose Christ and the Bible. We'll be right back. If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most radio talk shows, but not for Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salary, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. The address, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend on you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. And Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. At our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote, the Issues, Etc. 300.
Call me
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 10 more minutes in this first hour of the program. In the second hour of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will join us. The Time Magazine cover story recently on the future of marriage will be the subject. And then we'll start our four-part daily series on end times teachings with Dr. Kim Riddlebarger. He's a co-host of the national radio program, The White Horse Inn, but he's also written several excellent books on end times teachings, one, A Case for Amillennialism, and another called The Man of Sin. That's coming up here in about 25 minutes on Issues Etc. One more thought here on this whole we need to adopt a Missio Dei reading of the Bible or interpretation of the Bible. I know that it sounds good. Who would be against the mission of the church? Who would be against the mission of God? Who would be against missions? Of course, the tremendous evil that's been done in the name of missions, someone could write not just one, but an entire series of books, like an encyclopedia, chronicling in church body after church body, largely liberal, mainline liberal church bodies, how much wickedness, how much mischief has been accomplished and carried out in the name of the mission of the church and missions. I'm not talking about individual missionaries out there doing mischief. I'm talking about, generally speaking, the leadership of the church using the wedge of the church's mission, the lever of the church's mission, to do things that are contrary to the very definition of the church, contrary to the mission of the church. In the name of missions, the gospel has been turned to, in some cases, in mainline Protestant denominations, the gospel has been turned into the social work. It's been emptied of all of its content. Do you know that much of the mischief carried out in the Episcopal Church USA, the United Methodist Church, the United Church of Christ, name your liberal denomination, the Presbyterian Church USA, much of it has been done explicitly in the name of getting the message out to a lost world. The mission of the church. We can't sit here and argue about homosexuality in the church. We need to do the church's mission. We can't sit here and debate whether or not women ought to serve as bishops or pastors. We need to be doing the mission of the church. We can't debate whether or not homosexuals ought to be occupying the pastoral office or the bishop's office. We need to do the mission of the church. And when objections are raised to false teaching, to theological compromise, what's the response? You're standing in the way of the mission of the church. These are distractions from the mission of the church. There's a lost world of people out there who need whatever, and if we sit here and talk about these things or even pay any attention to them, we will somehow be losing time on the mission of the church. And the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod is no exception. I don't know what's behind the push to make the mission the hermeneutic key of Scripture, but I know that it's not the hermeneutic key of Scripture. The Bible, if it is read as a Bible, here's the thing. The Bible is about X. Fill in the blank. There are people out there who will tell you the Bible's about rules for living. They read the Bible as a rule book for living. What gets lost in the shuffle? Jesus. He just becomes a moral example. The Bible is about the nation state of Israel. What do you end up with? A Bible where all the prophecies end up allegedly being about the modern state of Israel and today's headlines and not fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The Bible's about your purpose in life. Oh, really? Okay, now the Bible's about me. And you can read the Bible and Jesus again becomes just a person, albeit divine person, who can help you be a better you. You don't need a dead Jesus on the cross to be a better you. And you don't need a dead Jesus on the cross if the real point of Scripture is the nation state of Israel. Jesus tells us that the Bible is about him and his saving work. And that if you miss that as the interpretive key of the Bible, you miss the point entirely. And as I said before, even something as important as the mission of the church cannot be made to substitute for Christ and his saving work. The mission can never substitute for the message. And it's sad to say that a lot of pastors out there occupy pulpits on Sunday morning and they preach all about the mission, but they don't do the mission. They preach all about the mission and they leave out the message. And the new interpretive key becomes Matthew 28 and the Great Commission rather than the one who gave the Great Commission. Jesus must remain the sum and substance of all scriptural teaching. He must remain the interpretive key to the entire Bible. And I don't think I overstate it when I say if anything is made to substitute for Christ in his saving work as the interpretive key of the Bible, all is lost. Here's a comment about homosexuality in Sweden.
Yes, this is Herman calling, and I was making a suggestion following on from the several presentations that Dr. Robert Gagnon has made on the biblical review of the handling of subject of homosexuality. You may want to consider the parallel side to that in handling the secular side, talking to Dr. Paul Cameron. He is a certified statistician who handles the social research data regarding the impact of the homosexual behavior and lifestyle. He heads up the Family Research Institute at Colorado Springs, Colorado. He publishes a newsletter. He has a website. It is www.familyresearchinstitute.org. He has a phone number, 303-681-3113. He's been on Christian radio programs and interviewed before, but he keeps up to date with the statistical information. It was his information that got Pastor Arki Green in Sweden, who had been charged with making a hate speech sermon and arrested, who got him acquitted from the judge's bench because the judge ruled that Pastor Green was making a truthful statement on the basis of the statistics about the homosexual lifestyle that Dr. Cameron had compiled and were presented as evidence in the case. So you may want to have him on. I think it would be very interesting because I know sometimes in apologetics you're looking for arguments that can go into the marketplace, and he may have some very up-to-date information for that. So I thought I'd let you know. Thank you very much.
Well, and thank you. We always appreciate the suggestions for topics and for guests because we are obviously not omniscient. We do have a very large stable of guests and a very broad array of topics that we regularly visit here on Issues, etc., but we could always add to it. There's always room for better and good guests, and there's always room for more angles on those topics. We always really appreciate the suggestions from our listeners through our Issues, etc. comment line. That number again, 24/7 for your questions, comments, criticism, praise, whatever you want to leave there. It's 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384, the Issues Etc. comment line. The Issues Etc. book of the month for July is called Blessed is the Man, A Man's Journey Through the Psalms from Concordia Publishing House, a way of reading these psalms in a Christ-centered and cross-focused way with a special emphasis on those particular problems, sins, worries, concerns, infirmities that men bring when they read Scripture. Christ remains the center, and Christ speaks loudly in each and every psalm. In the Issues, Etc. book of the month for July, Blessed is the Man. You can find out more about it by going to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Look for Blessed is the Man, or call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. In the second hour of the program, we'll be starting a four-part daily series on the end times teachings of Scripture. Dr. Kim Riddlebarger will be our guest. Right before that, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will join us to talk about the future, the present of marriage, whether or not marriage can long survive, given the beating that it takes publicly and privately. That's the second hour of the program. You can join us, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, July the 7th, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. No, we cannot permit that anything substitute for Christ, no matter how good it is. Are the ethical and moral teachings of the Bible important? Of course they are. But they cannot substitute for Christ as the way we read Holy Scripture. Is the mission of the church important? It most certainly is. But it cannot substitute for Jesus Christ and his saving work as the key to understanding the Bible from beginning to end. Luther says that the Bible is the cradle that holds Christ. The Bible certainly teaches us many things, delivers many things to us. The whole counsel of God is necessary. But the whole counsel of God is only understood, comprehended, and most importantly, believed rightly when Christ is the sum and substance of all of Holy Scripture and the lens through which we read our Bibles. We cannot let anything substitute for him. I'm Todd Wilkin. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., we'll talk about the future of marriage in America with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.